The Lasso Frere monitoring team, Dr. Adam Stinton, provided an update on the activity of the Lasso Frere volcano on the weekend. He said several small tectonic earthquakes and thermal anomalies were detected.
Just to update everybody on the current status of the volcano, we've continued to record around 10 or so small earthquakes a day since we last spoke. Over the weekend, we had some really good visibility. The cloud lifted off the volcano on, particularly on Saturday, it was excellent visibility from the observatory, and we were able to see the steaming that's been occurring since the end of the explosions in April. And as a result of the low cloud cover, or I should say the lack of cloud cover, we also received notification of several thermal anomalies, i.e. the satellites were detecting the heat from the fumaroles that are generating the steam plumes. The last gas measurement was last Thursday, which was around 240 tons per day. And the next one should be tomorrow afternoon, all being well.
Dr. Stinton said persons can expect to see lahars, which is one hazard to look out for as the rainy season has commenced.
Well, obviously, the main hazard to be expected during hurricane season from the heavy rains is going to be lahars and mud flows in the valleys that originate on the volcano. So places like the Dry Rabico and other places like that, you should expect large mud flows, large lahars when there's heavy rainfall on the volcano. And obviously that hazard, that threat is going to be present for the entire rainy season. And basically it's any time you can expect heavy rainfall, you should anticipate having lahars. So people should obviously stay away from these valleys during heavy rains. Should basically just avoid these places.
The volcanologist said steaming can also increase after heavy rainfall, but it is no cause for alarm.
With heavy rainfall, you might also see an increase in steaming from the summit crater. This is simply a result of the heat in the fumaroles, simply turning the rainwater that falls collects in the ground inside the summit crater into steam. That's a normal process. You might expect to see a slight increase in the amount of steaming that occurs after a heavy rain, but that would only last for a short period of time, and the amount of steaming should sort of return to sort of normal levels, if you like.
That was head of the Lasso Frere monitoring team, Dr. Adam Stinton. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frere volcano update.